Chapter 6. Reading. Page 75.
Daisy was in the bathroom of her flat. She was brushing her teeth and the tap was on. Water was pouring into the sink and vanishing down the drain. "Turn that tap off," a voice said loudly. Daisy froze. She looked round but saw no one. "Turn that tap off. You're wasting water." The voice sounded impatient. This time, Daisy obeyed.
Who are you?"
Daisy's voice was faint. "I'm water. It's not easy for me to get here. Do you know where I'm from?"
"From the tap, I suppose," said Daisy.
"Yes, yes, but before that," the voice said. 24 days ago, comfortably in a cloud in Jiangxi, enjoying the view. Then the cloud dropped me into a stream, and I sped down the mountain into the Yangtze River. You know where that is, I hope?" Daisy nodded. "Well, the Yangtze River carried me to a reservoir. I relaxed there for a few days. And then I travelled a long way and ran into the Huangpu River. Then it was time to get cleaned up."
"Cleaned up?"
Daisy sounded puzzled.
"Yes.
I was dirty after my journey, so they took me to a water treatment works. They gave me a thorough cleaning and added a few chemicals to me. Then I travelled in the pipes under the streets. I waited there until you called me, and here I am," Daisy said.
"So this is the end of your journey?"
"No. When you've finished with me, I'll go to a sewage plant. Then they'll pump me into the river, and I'll be back in the sea again."
"Again?"
"Yes. That's where I came from in the first place. Remember not to waste me or pollute me. I'm precious, like liquid gold. See you."
"A minute. What do you mean by liquid gold?"
But there was no reply. The water had gone. Daisy came out of the bathroom. Her brother said,
"I thought I heard voices in there. Who are you talking to?"
"To the water,"
Daisy said.
"I was talking to the water."
Benny shook his head.
"Sometimes you're weird, Daisy,"
he said.
"Really?"
Listening. Page 78.
Picture sequencing. Listen to the coin's story. The pictures below are not in the right order. Write the numbers 1 to 8 to show the right order. 1.
"Hi. I am a 10 yuan coin. I was born in a mint. That is where new money is made. I was lovely and shiny then. I was with lots of other coins.
Two.
They put me in a bag and took me to a bank. I sat in that bag at the bank for a few days.
Three.
Then a cashier at the bank gave me to a customer. He needed some bags of coins for his shop.
Four.
That man had a cake shop. He gave me to a woman. She was buying some cakes. She gave him 50 yuan. I was part of her change.
Five.
That woman put me in her purse. But later, she dropped her purse on the ground, and I rolled away. She found her other money, but she did not find me.
Six.
I stayed on the road for a long time. I got very dirty. Then an om found me. He was very happy to see me.
Seven.
The old man took me to a food stall. He bought some food and gave me to your mother. She gave me to you as pocket money.
Eight.
Then you washed me to make me clean again. I felt so happy that I decided to tell you my story. Speaking, page 83.
A. Talk time. The sounds A and E. Exercise A1. 1. A pan. A pat. A tan. A man. 2. A pen. A pet. A ten. Men. 3. Pan. Pen. Pat. Pet. Tan. Ten. Man. Men. Exercise A2.
10 men with tans. Ben with a fan. A man with a pet. Jack a net.
Exercise A3.
Do you sell pens?
We sell pens, pans, nets, caps, pets, bags.
Give me 10 pens, please. That.
$73.
Here's 100.
And here's $27 change.
Exercise A4.
No eggs again, said Ben. Some eggs, please, my pet hen.
The hen, whose name was Pat, replied,
I want a hat.
Ben found a hat inside his flat. He said,
Pat, here's a hat.
Get me a nest, Ben, said the hen. I need a nest to do my best.
Then, in a chest, Ben found a nest. and Pat sat on it for a test. You have a hat and a nest for your legs. But where, said Ben, are all my eggs?
Ben, you are kind, said Pat. And then she laid the eggs from 1 to 10.
Page 88. More practice. B. The oceans cover 2/3 of the earth, but ocean water is salty. That is to say, most of the water in the world is not drinkable. 90% of all the water on earth that human beings can drink right now is underground. It is very easy to pollute groundwater. For example, 4.5 litres of paint, or about 1 litre of motor oil, can seep into the earth and pollute 1,125,000 litres of drinking water. A leak that fills up a coffee cup in 10 minutes will waste over 13,500 litres of water in a year. How much water is that? You would have to drink 65 glasses of water every day for a year to get that much water. If you leave the water running while you brush your teeth, you can waste 22.5 litres of water. That is enough to fill 65 cans of soft drink. If you leave the water running while you wash the dishes, you can waste 135 litres of water, enough to wash a whole car. Believe it or not, the water we flush down our toilets starts as fresh water. Each time you flush, your toilet uses about 22.5 to 31.5 litres of water. But it does not have to. A shower usually takes at least 5 minutes. So every day, you could use 112.5 litres of water taking one shower. In a year, that is almost 45,000 litres for your showers. Taking a bath uses even more water than showers, about twice as much. A bath can easily use 225 litres of water.